The Alchemist's Key, written by Tracy Harding and read by Richard Piper. The music room door creaked open. Remembering the previous night's events prompted Wade to look this time, and sure enough, the cat came striding in. "Hey, Andy," Wade whispered, motioning to the cat now cleaning itself by the door. Andrew was stunned when he saw the animal. "That cat has been dead since I was a kid," he whispered back. Wade rolled his eyes, knowing Andy was exaggerating this time. "Nice try, kiddo, but your father already told me it only disappeared a few weeks ago."
"Why would he tell you that? It isn't true,"
Andy defended his claim. "Shh," Wade instructed, turning down the volume with the remote control. "Hey, Arthur, here, puss." He patted his leg to encourage it closer.
"No, Baron."
Andrew was horrified as the cat sauntered over. It stopped just short of Wade's touch, meowing as it hesitated, and then withdrew to the door.
"Where are you going?"
Wade raised himself quick smart to pursue the cat. He didn't want it getting away from him a second time.
"Baron, please, I'm telling you the truth."
Andrew detained him. "Give it up, Jenkins, it's just a cat." Wade took off to find the elusive feline. The doors, all the way to the long gallery at the other end of the house, were open. The cat was scampering across the marble floor of the dimly lit domed gallery, heading for the drawing room on the far side. Wade, however, only made it halfway across the gallery before espying a couple of figures emerging from the shadows where the cat had gone. Andy halted right behind him. Two middle-aged, well-dressed gentlemen were heading their way, but they were not of this time. They appeared to have stepped straight out of the 18th century and were deep in discussion as they walked.
"Do you believe in ghosts now?" Andy mumbled.
"Shh!" Wade didn't want to attract their attention, as they looked so engrossed in their conversation they might just walk on past. But they did not. The gentleman came to a stop beside Wade to address him.
"I'm afraid the Baron is certifiably mad," the larger of the two stated. "No doubt about it," the other man agreed. "We shall recommend the estate be signed over. Good day, my lord."
They bowed astutely and continued on their way down the stairs through the great hall, where they let themselves out via the front doors.
"What the hell was that about?"
Wade dared to speak, but at that moment the cat emerged from the shadows of the drawing room to lure him back into a chase.
"You're following a ghost. Why won't you believe me?"
Andrew queried innocently. He received no answer and gave chase through the drawing room into the long gallery where Wade had paused to reassess going further.
"Is it Halloween or something?"
Wade uttered, his eyes fixed on another strange character who, judging from his appearance, was from the same period as the last two. Caught up in his own little world, the colourful noble was bustling around the large open spaces of the long gallery, which was entirely candlelit.
"Do we usually leave candles ablaze all night?"
"No, Baron," Andrew couldn't understand it. "We haven't used candles in here for as long as I can remember."
"I knew you were going to say that."
Wade ventured further into the room to discover something else amiss.
"Where's my pool table?"
he cried out in dismay. Andrew noticed the noble had stopped his idle movement and was observing them.
"I think you've got its attention,"